Hello everyone, my name is Kate Earnshaw. I'm the District Manager for NHS Highland for Scarlock, Ouch and West Ross, and I'm here today to talk to you about the opening of the new staffing clinic health facility that has been long awaited in the north of Skye. So as people are probably aware, this has been done in partnership with the Staffing Trust, who have developed a number of affordable housing and two business units in the staffing area. And one of these business units, NHS Highland, has taken over and will be used as our new health facility for the area in replacement of the old nurses' house, which, as people are probably aware, has been not really fit for purpose for some time. The facility itself will have a consulting room. It has a small interview room, a staff room, accessible toilets and a waiting area. And it has an automatic door so that people with accessibility issues are able to get in, hopefully problem free. It's now complete as the building, and we've been going through a few processes just to get the final bits installed, such as our IT and telecoms and some of the water testing that needed to be done as well. And we're almost there now. This building is compliant with all of our infection control prevention measures, and we've got the ventilation in place, so we've got that now compliant as well for things like our COVID management. And obviously this has been quite a huge investment back from NHS Highland to sort of remote service provision, and hopefully will be seen as a real positive for the community and for North Skye in particular. And it was, as I suppose, as an offshoot almost a little bit from the Sir Lewis Ritchie report. So again, hopefully this will be seen as a really positive development for North Skye. So we are looking at having a number of different clinics within the health facility itself. Obviously, the GPs will continue to run their surgery on a Thursday, and I am aware that they are looking potentially at maybe even having a further day up in the surgery. This is still to be agreed and arranged with ourselves. Our community nurses will also be using the facility for treatments that require a more sort of sterile environment, you know, where potentially a domiciliary visit wouldn't be as appropriate. We're also looking at potentially using it for some of the vaccination clinics, so for sort of our more targeted groups in community, for those who are perhaps more vulnerable or have, again, disability and accessibility issues, so can't necessarily get to the bigger centres. Midwifery clinics, so women in the area, hopefully will be able to have some of their sort of antenatal clinics and staffing. Community mental health clinics, again, for some of our vulnerable patients. These we're looking at likely to be possibly monthly for sort of our severe, enduring, older adults and recovery services. Again, that will depend a little bit on client caseloads, but that's the hope at the moment. We're also in the process of getting near me clinics hopefully installed into the facility as well. So I've asked our e-health department to ensure that we can have near me facility on the computers so that we can actually use those. That will obviously save people from travelling quite distances to some of their appointments. Psychiatry and psychology, again, a little bit more on an ad hoc basis, but this will be another facility that we can utilise for those services if the need is there for them. Podiatry clinics will be held probably between 6 and 8 weekly. Physiotherapy and some of our other adult health professional clinics, such as dietetics, OT, speech and language, will be on more of an ad hoc basis. But again, you know, the facility will be there for them to use as appropriate. Macmillan clinics, again, we're looking at those being probably on a monthly basis. And social work have also expressed an interest in using the space for meeting clients where maybe sort of home visits aren't always appropriate. So these, again, probably around sort of 6 to 8 weekly. And we're also sort of thinking about things like our care at home teams. At the moment, they have to go all the way to Portree to pick up things like their PPE. So again, this would be an ideal place for us to store some of that for that sort of northeast end of Skye, where they'd be able to then collect that without having to drive all the way into Portree and back again. And generally, we're looking at this facility for our health and our adult social care staff to be able to use as a, you know, go in, drop in, get some emails done, get some referrals done, maybe use it as a bit of a quiet space where they're not going to get hassled by a lot of people. And, you know, just generally another facility where people can drop in and get some of their day-to-day work done. The community have also expressed interest in maybe using the facility. And they've mentioned things like alcoholic anonymous, yoga sessions, various other things. So that's still to be discussed as how that is going to sort of work. But we're sort of envisaging that that would be out with work hours, because clearly, from our point of view, we're hoping that once this clinic is up and running, that basically it's going to get used very regularly. And I think it'll be one of those things that once word is out there, it'll be pretty well fully booked. So we hope that this new wonderful facility in Staffin will be opening from week commencing the 5th of December this year. Thank you very much for listening.